Rangval lay back, both paws folded across his stomach.
Ah, charming. Well sung, little missy. That was grand, grand.
Lug Lug drained his beaker, wiping a paw across his mouth.
Ah, don't get too comfortable there, Rogue. You've got to box a few rounds with Miss Maudie yet.
The roguish squiddle sighed.
Sure, I'm too stuffed to move, and I've never struck a pretty maid in all my life. Just suppose I slew her with a single blow, which I'm quite capable of doing, having laid several of my best friends low in that manner. Now I ask you, who'd ever cook a fine owl meal like we've just had without the beautiful and fascinating Maudie to do the honours?
Lug Lug lay back, closing his eyes.
I never thought of it that way, mate. You're excused boxing.
Maudie added,
but only if you sing us a song.
Rangval leapt to his paws eagerly.
Faith, I thought you'd never ask. I'll give you a ballad that'd have a stone in tears. Silence now for the golden voice of the woodland.
Placing a paw upon his heart, he began warbling dramatically.
As I was lying in the bed the other night,
sewing buttons on and scuffing skilly pudding,
when a thought flashed in me mind just like a light.
Sure be dad, said I, now isn't that a good un?
So I hauled me poor old body off to bed, kicked the family frock and put me greasy hat on, and rode forth to take a beneficial walk, cos lately I've been piling too much fat on. Well, I'd not gone very far along the way when I met a toad all big and fat and warty.
Oh, good evening to ye, sir, meself did say.
Shag your gob,
said he, which wasn't very sporty.
So I gave him such a smack, I laid him low. I could see that his whole life was fast a-fainin'. He said, take me off this road, call me friends and have me towed, and say you'll never strike a young maiden.